So, Ruth, there has to be a story behind the opening of this center. Can you tell us a little bit about what led you to this place?
Well, it began with an 11-year-old girl who came to Holland and just enjoyed the Tulip Time Parade, the colorful costumes they wore, and the beautiful bands. And, you know, it just made me wonder, where's my culture? Who am I? And so I think even during that time, I started, you know, wanting to see more culture in my community that reflected who I was.
Well, what brought you and your family to Holland?
Well, my family brought us here as migrants to pick blueberries. My family, there was 11 of us, and we would pick, over 2,000 pounds of blueberries
wow.
a week. And so it became a great prosperity for us. And eventually, the owner of the blueberry, Mr. Wells, who was an African-American male, gave my dad an acre of land, and he built us a 5-bedroom home. And that home is still out there today on New Holland Street.
So what do you hope to accomplish by opening this center to the public?
I'd like to see our youth become acclimated to their history, know who they are, and feel more welcomed in the community, a part of the community, feel that they have a place in the community. I'd also like to see it used as an educational tool by schools. My daughter, who grew up in the Holland area and graduated from Holland High School, said to me, she says, Mom, I didn't know, I knew who George Washington was when I was in kindergarten, but I didn't know who George Washington Carver was until I was in college. And so learning history at an early age is good for kids. It helps them to engage in their education. The third thing I'd like to see is I'd like to see the community break down some of the stereotypical racial barriers that are kind of subliminal in our community. There's an underlying fear of one another. And so we get invitations to Caucasian institutions all the time, but we want an institution where we can invite Caucasians down to find out who we are.
So when people come to the center, what will they see?
Oh, my goodness. They will see some of African culture, a Funani tribe. They're going to see beautiful artwork, and so depicting the Middle Passage. They will see the Dr. King room, his study. We did a rendition of his study. They're going to experience a journey on a ship where they'll experience something of what African-Americans experience on the journey to North America. They'll experience a live auction block.
So this is the first week you've been open. How has attendance been so far, and what's been the response from people who've been through the center?
Oh, yeah, the attendance was just amazing. Some of the oldest and dearest residents in Holland have come through and have shared their excitement and their pride of having a center such as this. So I'm very hopeful that it will be a great, great resource to the community. We all know that it's definitely needed. I've learned a lot about my history, so and I hope that our children will develop an understanding of who they are and some wonderful, wonderful mentors that have come along and done some great things. You'd be amazed at some of the stories that our kids are not familiar with. And so in learning that, maybe they might take their education more serious and do better in school.
Ruth Coleman is the director of the new Center for African American Art and History in Holland, Michigan. Ruth, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you so much.